point, hear the many, many live programmers we have here thanking you for tuning in to CJSF in a much more personal way that maybe you're used to for most of the year. You know, I think it's pretty regular to be thankful for the listeners that we have. I don't think that's like a super crazy hot take to have for anyone, but I think often, for me at least, it can just feel like something that I'm just saying off the cuff because it's just what you say. You know, you thank your listeners because you're thankful. However, there's a lot more to it than that for me. And that has to do with the fact that every single time I do this show, or every single time I have an interaction with anyone related to my show, it makes me lose my mind. I am always so shocked and eternally grateful for every single person that has ever said anything to me about the show, whether good, whether bad, whether anything. It's just the fact that I know that people are listening or maybe have a similar interest as me when it comes to the weird old music here at CJSF. It just really, really warms my heart, and I don't think I'll ever stop being grateful for that. So thank you all so much for tuning in during this Listener Appreciation Week edition of Analog Archives, which isn't just going to be an episode of me thanking you all. There is some stuff. We got some stuff here. First off, on the docket here today for Analog Archives, we have a record from 1986 from a band, a local band, by the name of Fourth Floor. Let me grab it right quick. So I wasn't able to find a whole lot of information on this band. This is from a double single LP that they released in 1986 titled Black and White, I believe. So the first side, side A, is Black and White, and then side B is Follow in Stride. On the back here, it says, James Maxwell plays drums, his brother Steven plays guitar, while Tim Graham plays bass and James Kwan makes funny sounds on a synth. Oh yeah, Steve sings too. Produced by Joe Visvari, Dave the Rave Ogilvy, engineered by The Rave, recorded at Ocean Sound Studios, mixed at Mushroom Studios, which is a name that is coming up a lot lately. Publisher, M.R. Maxwell Inc., and executive producer Kemp Champness, entirely in Vancouver, BC. And this is, oh yeah, cover by The Drummer. Interesting. And the cover seems to be like playground items of some sort in black and white. Yeah, it's interesting. The music's interesting, too. I was quite into it. It's sort of like, yeah, it is very synthy. It's very electropop, but there is some rock elements in there, too. And when doing some research, I was able to find that someone a few years ago posted one of their songs on the Vancouver Music Nerds Facebook group. And honestly, outside of just being a great community, that is a great resource if you want to find some niche local stuff. And one of the main comments was actually from the bass player of this group, Tim Graham, who said, oh my gosh, so much hair, because in the music video that was shared on the Facebook group, they do have a lot of hair. Anyways, let's get on with the first track of the night, once again by Fourth Floor, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. This one's titled Black and White. Thank you for tuning in again, and hope you enjoy. We'll be right back. Okay, we are back with Analog Archives only on CJSF 90.1 FM. This is your host, Danny Nesvetarani. Let's get to the second side of this Fourth Floor record. Second track here is titled Follow in Stride. And again, you're tuned into Analog Archives only on CJSF 90.1 FM. Thank you all for tuning in thus far on this Listener Appreciation Week edition of Analog Archives. Explained it at the beginning of the episode, but Listener Appreciation Week is all about expressing to you, the listener, how appreciative we all are for all that you do for the station. Because you really do a lot, you know? You're not just tuning in your radio. Well, maybe in a sort of physical sense you are, but from a sentimental, metaphysical sense, I don't know what I'm saying here, but what I am trying to convey is that, you know, back in 2018 is when I started here at CJSF 90.1 FM. I was a 19-year-old university student here at SFU, and I thought the idea of a independent radio station that could play whatever they wanted was the coolest thing in the world. But when it came to actually getting on air, I was so scared. I listened back recently to some like my old recordings from back then, and I can tell that I sound scared, because you know how I can tell? It's because I sound bored and I sound tired, and I very much clearly was in the space of wanting to like seem too cool to like, you know, talking in the mic normally. So yeah, the next song we're gonna play is by this like underground artist named Danny Brown, you know, like that kind of thing. And it took me a while to get to a point where I felt comfortable behind a microphone, and a big part of that was essentially every single person, whether they be someone who volunteered or worked at the station, or someone I knew in my life personally, or maybe even a random stranger who sent a text saying, hey, that song you played was super awesome, what was it? All of it has gone towards making me feel so valued and comfortable being on the radio. And again, can't thank you enough for that. Speaking of texting, you can actually call or text the in-studio number and we'll respond. So if you text 778-782-2573, that is 778-2573, you'll send a text to the station and I'll be able to see it. So yeah, if you have anything to say about this show or anything to say about any show, yeah, text the number 778-782-2573. Okay, and we are on to the next record of the night. This one is titled Spotlight 86, and it is a compilation of various artists. And whoever was the music coordinator at the time seemed kind of mean, I'm not going to lie, because they labeled it. So it says various artists, August 1986, and then under that it says CanCon and local crap. It's a listen and hate kind of thing. I'm sorry. And, like, you know, I can kind of see maybe why they would say that. I listened to it, and I can imagine that at the time this came out, 1986, some of what is being played here was maybe a bit played out. But I was pretty into this. So here it says, front photo, Dolores Baswick, art direction, James O'Mara, back photos, D. Lippingwell. Special thanks to Pepsi Cola Canada, the province, CFOX, LG73, and the many people of Vancouver's music industry who together have made this album possible. Wow. Anyways, this is a compilation of bands, and the first one here is titled 20th Century. Song is titled Without You. In the recording studio, Mushroom Studios, that's right. Anyways, hope you enjoy the song. It's titled, once again, Without You by 20th Century.
Shadows.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, and this is Analog Archives. That last track was by the band 20th Century. It's titled Without You. Next one here, also by 20th Century, and this one's titled What's Your Name? Okay, again, we are back with Analog Archives, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. And those last two tracks were from a band by the name of 20th Century. Next two tracks are from Daryl Burgess and the Rhythm Snakes. This first one's titled Matter of Time.
And there's nobody
Once again, that was Matter of Time by Daryl Burgess in the Rhythm Snakes. Good name. And this next one is also by Daryl Burgess and the Rhythm Snakes, titled Walking on Water. Hope you enjoy.
Magic of your touch now.